Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Chickling.
And we are reading a story about some people who are very eager to see the sun. Alright, so before we get to our story, why don't we tell our students about something that we are eager about, or something we've been eager about in the past?
Well, when I was a student, I was so eager about joining the working world. I wanted to find a job. I wanted to do what I wanted to do because I didn't, instead of studying that many different subjects.
Right.
But, well, it's always better to finish all your studies beforeyou start working. So I was really eager back at that time.
Were you working and studying at the same time?
No. My parents wouldn't let me do that.
Right. So just excited to go out and join the working world. I am very eager to take a trip to Japan coming up.
Wow.
Yeah, so Japan, I've always wanted to take a long trip to Japan, and I've been to Japan before, but I have a long trip coming up in the future, and I'm pretty excited about it. It's coming up in a couple of months.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking very much forward to it. I'm pretty excited to see different parts of Japan. But enough about us, we have a story to tell.
Reading.
All summer in a day. The sun comes out over Venus. It's as shiny as a new penny and as hot as the fire in a stove. The children are too young to recall the last time this happened.So they love every second of it. It's much better than the sun lamps, isn't it? They shout. They run, jump, dance, or just lie in the glow and let it warm their skin. Time flies, and suddenly the hour is over. A girl catches a raindrop in her palm. Storm clouds form.And the teacher immediately ushers the kids inside. As they stare out at the falling rain, one of them remembers Margot. The children let Margot out of the closet. They are deeply ashamed and can't look one another in the eyes. Margot loved the sun so much, and now they understand why. But it's too late.The sun has come and gone. Because of the children's horrible trick, the girl who loved it the most missed it. Now she will have to wait 7 years before it comes again.
All right, we have a nice short sentence to start off our article today. Of course, that sentence is, the sun comes out.Over Venus. So the clouds disappear for a bit and the sun appears. And the article goes on to say, it's as shiny as a new penny and as hot as the fire in a stove.
Wow.
Imagine that feeling. Let's talk
about... Just feel nice, yeah. Let's talk about a grammar pattern here. 好，我们来看一下这个句型哦。所以 it's shiny as blah 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 as a new penny. 我们这边看一下 as something is something. 这个句型就是属于形容词原级比较级的用法。那就是代表两者之间有相同的特色或者是特征。那我们通常会加上成就副词啊，像是 almost, just, quite, 跟 nearly 这些字加进去来修饰哦。那我们再看一下刚刚 Aaron 老师的句型。It's as shiny as a new penny and as hot as the fire in the stove. 所以代表太阳跟新钱一样亮，跟火炉的火一样的热。那我们再造几个句子哦。The weather this spring is as bad as last year. It hasn't stopped raining for weeks. Sats. And we keep going on. 这边的第二个句子。You have to unwrap the present as carefully as you can. It's fragile. 你要尽可能仔细打开礼物，它很脆弱。那么如果是否定呢，我们句型就会变成 not as adjective and as blah blah blah. 那我们再看最后一个句子。The new shoes are not quite as comfortable as my old ones. 指新鞋不如我的旧鞋舒适。
That's right. Okay, so we said the sun was as shiny as a new penny. Now, shiny is something that's shiny, it's an adjective.
Yeah.
Looks bright when light shines on it. Now, you guys don't know what a penny is, but a penny is a small American coin. It's 1 cent. It's similar to 1 NT here in Taiwan, just worth different amounts. Okay, so if you think about a brand new 1 NT coin, and when a light shines on it, it's so bright, we would say it's shiny. We could also say, have you seen Fiona's shiny new car yet? It's very cool.
好，所以 shiny 就是发亮的、闪亮的意思。And the verb form is shine. You might also say, what about shining? Isn't it an adjective too? So shining and shiny 它们有点小差别。Shiny is describing what the thing looks like a mirror or clean metal. And shining is saying what the thing does, like a light bulb, the sun, or the moon.
Right.
所以 shining 就是表面会反射。刚刚 Aaron 老师其实有提到嘛，那 shining 就是代表它自己会产生光线。那我们再造几个句子看一下怎么使用它。第一个，The marble has a shiny surface. 所以大理石表面有光泽哦。又或者是呢 ,there are hundreds of shining stars in the night sky. 在夜空中有数百颗闪烁的星星。
So they sound a lot alike, but they're two different words. All right, so the sun is shining. It's very warm, hot. You know, they don't experience this very often. And of course, we see here, the children are too young to recall the last time this happened. So they love every second of it. Now, of course, recall is a verb. And when you recall something, you remember something particular from the past, or you have a very specific memory of something from the past. So they can't recall is what we said. So they don't remember the last time the sun appeared. So they are learning about this basically for the first time.
It's been 7 years since the last time the sun came out.
Exactly. Here's another example of recall. Daniel can't recall his teacher talking about frogs in biology class, but she must have, because there's a question about frogs on his test.
So recall 就是回忆记得的意思，所以这些孩子们太年轻了，所以他们没有办法回想上次太阳出来的时候，所以太阳出来的时候每分每秒都很享受。So recall is a verb in our article. It can be a noun too. And besides meaning to bring a memory back, it can also mean to order the return of a person belonging to an organization. 那我们就可以说啊 ,Can you recall what happened last night? 没有办法回想昨晚发生什么事吗？ Or,The factory recalled thousands of broken products. 工厂呢，可能是产品都破掉、坏掉了，所以把这些产品召回去。And let's make one more sentence using recall as a noun. 它当 noun 的时候是 recall. 那我们来念一次它的句子，来造一个它的句子。It is said that we can improve our recall of dreams with practice. 据说我们可以通过练习呢，去记住自己梦了什么。
I can just imagine these kids outside now. They're laughing, they're dancing, they're just having the best day. And they even say here, it's much better than the sun lamps, isn't it? They shout. Of course it is.
Yeah, so sun lamp 就是日光灯的意思。哇，太阳比日光灯好多了耶。Of course.
Now, sun lamp is something that people in Canada often have in the winter because...You know what happens is the sun goes down before they get out of school or work, and it comes up after they're already inside in the school or in their building. So they're inside all day and they don't have any sun, and so they need to see the sun lamp. All right, well, let's find out what they're doing. It says they run, jump, dance, or just lie in the glow.And let it warm their skin. That sounds like a nice thing to do right now. All right. They are lying in the glow of the sun. Now, glow is a noun, and it's the soft, steady light that something that gives light gives off. So you can think of a light's glow when you see Christmas lights on a Christmas tree. Or the sun that reaches your skin in the day, that's the sun's glow. Here's an example sentence.Sally sat next to the fire, enjoying its warm glow.
所以 glow 就是光辉的意思 sun's glow 就是太阳 发出的光辉 and it's a noun in our article、mm-hmm. It also means a red or a warm look、mm-hmm. or a positive feeling、mm-hmm. It can be a verb too 它可以当动词哦好那我们就可以说啊 The baby's face has a natural healthy glow、mm-hmm. 宝宝脸上有自然健康的光泽、mm-hmm. Or Maggie's parents felt a glow of pride as they watched her receiving an award、mm-hmm. 所以 Maggie 的父母亲看到她获奖我们刚刚说这个 glow 当名词是可以当到一个 positive feeling 很正向的感觉嘛、mm-hmm. 那她说他们感到很骄傲 OrHere is another example using glow as a verb. We can、mm-hmm. use verb to make a sentence.、Mm-hmm. 我们用一个动词来照照看。Her cheeks glowed after the workout.、
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we can also use glow as a verb to talk about light as well.、Mm-hmm. So, like, we could say the fire glowed、mm-hmm. In the dark night, right? Something like that. All right. Let's continue on in the article. It says here, time flies and suddenly the hour is over.Now, to start that sentence, we used a special phrase. We said, time flies. Of course, time is not like a bird, and it does not really fly like、mm-hmm. this. But it can fly in a different、mm-hmm. sense. So let's find out what we mean by that in today's Pocket Phrase Go.
Pocket Phrase Go!
白驹过隙，时光飞逝，光阴似箭，岁月如梭。一转眼，没想到我的女儿已经亭亭玉立啊！每天呢送她去上学，我都在想象，是不是下一秒她就要大学毕业，再下一秒她就要嫁人了啊！不要啊 ！Time flies， 真的是呢，时光飞逝啊。没有办法像我缩小到时间都影响不了我的话呢，哎，还是呢好好把握时间吧。Time 这个字呢就是时间的意思哦 Fly 就是飞所以呢 Time flies 时间飞走啦就是呢表示时光飞逝的意思诶你不觉得跟中文有异曲同工之妙吗中文呢我们说快乐的时光总是短暂 Time flies when you are having fun 时间不早了我们下次再见吧拜拜
All right, so of course what we were saying that is when you're having funTime goes really quickly.、Mm-hmm. If we say time flies, it just means that you're enjoying something、mm-hmm. so much, you're not paying attention to the time,、mm-hmm. and then it's up. And of course, once that hour is up, the rain starts to come back. It says here, a girl catches a raindrop in her palm.
That doesn't sound like good news.
No.
坏消息哦。所以 raindrop 就是雨滴的意思，非常好记。Rain 就是雨 ，drop 就是滴嘛，所以加起来变雨滴。
Mm-hmm. And of course, palm is this part、
oh,
of your hand here.
手心对
Yeah. All right. So the rain is coming back. And here it says, storm clouds form and the teacher immediately ushers the kids inside. Now, a couple of words to look at here. Let's、mm-hmm. talk about the adverb immediately. When you do something immediately, you do it right away. You don't wait、mm-hmm. any time to do something. You do it as soon as you can. Here's an example sentence.I want you to come home from school immediately. Don't stop to play in the park or go to the store.
Okay, so immediately 就是立即的意思、哦、You waste no time doing something.、Mm-hmm. It's an adverb.、Mm-hmm. So we can take off the ly and use it as an adjective. 可以当形容词变 immediate.、Mm-hmm. 那我们再造一个句子、哦、They took action immediately so that things wouldn't get worse. 他们立即采取行动所以事情不会恶化。Or this problem demands immediateattention,、mm-hmm. 这个问题需要立即的关注。
Right, okay, so what does the teacher do immediately? She immediately ushers the kids inside.、Ooh. Now let's talk about this verb, usher.
So usher means to show someone where、mm-hmm. they should go、mm-hmm. or to make them go where you want them to go.
Right.
It's a verb here.、Mm-hmm. When it's used as a noun, it means a person who shows people where they should go or sit, especially、mm-hmm. at a wedding or at a theater.
Right.
就是引座员的意思。
All right, so the kids are all inside now. The teacher has kind of made them go all in, and they're probably looking out the windows now, and they say,、mm-hmm. it says here, as they stare out at the falling rain,、mm-hmm. one of them remembers Margot.
It's too late.
It is too late for poor Margot. So they're kind of staring out the window, and one says, oh no! And it says here, the children... Let Margot out of the closet. And now, of course, if you had been one of those children, Chikulin, how would you feel?
I would feel ashamed of myself.
Right, I would not feel very good. And that's why here in the article it says, they are deeply ashamed and can't look one another in the eyes. All right, now we talked about the students and the way that they were feeling, and we said that they were deeply ashamed. Now, deeply is an adverb, and we use this adverb to show that a feeling, a belief, or an opinion is very strong or very important to a person. So it's kind of like we're saying they're extremely ashamed or they're very ashamed. Here's an example sentence. Adam cares about his children deeply, and he would do anything to protect them.
So deeply 就是很像 deep 嘛，我们加上 ly 会变成 deep 的副词，那就是很深沉的意思。所以这些孩子们看到外面的雨才想起来 ，Margot 还在柜子里面，然后就赶快把它放出来，而且他们觉得很羞愧，羞愧到不敢看彼此的眼睛哦。好，那我们来看一下下面几个句子。After 25 years of marriage, they're still deeply in love.
How beautiful.
Oh, that's sweet. 好，我们下面一个句子。Everyone was deeply impressed by the performance. 就是表演给大家留下了深刻的印象。
Okay, now we should also talk, of course, about the adjective ashamed to understand just a bit more about this adverb deeply.
Okay, so ashamed, when you're ashamed or feeling guilty of something that you've done, or you're embarrassed of something you have done.
Right.
You feel sorry about it.
Okay, what does it mean in Chinese?
它就是羞愧的意思。
Okay, so...We've all felt ashamed at one time in our lives, I think. But, you know, these students, they feel ashamed. And here's why. It says Margot loved the sun so much. And now they understand why. But it's too late. Right? The sun, of course, it continues, has come and gone. Now, here we use the phrase come and go. We did it in present perfect, we said come and gone. Now this phrase means to arrive at a place and then leave it.
好，所以 come and go 就是时有时无，时来时去的意思，可以直接照翻，看字面就能知道嘛。Come and go， 那这边就是强调太阳出现，稍纵即逝。所以孩子们现在终于理解为什么 Margot， they understand why Margot loves the sun so much.
Right，
一切都太迟了，太阳来了后，又走了。
And now for the next 7 years, they will talk about the sun all of the time. And maybe...
Margot is going to feel annoyed.
Margot is going to feel annoyed and lock all of them in a closet.
Yeah, maybe I would
not,
do that.
But I would think about it. All right, it says here, because of the children's horrible trick, the girl who loved it the most missed it. Now, of course, we have been talking about being locked in a closet, and this is something horrible. This adjective describes something that is very bad or truly awful. Now, of course, locking Margot in a closet was a horrible or awful, very bad thing to do. Here's an example. Pamela said some horrible things about me, so I don't want to be her friend anymore.
So horrible 在这边翻成可恶的、不友善的，但其他时候可以有可怕的意思。那也可以很常拿来形容人是讨厌、糟糕，像刚刚 Aaron 老师提到的 awful， 很糟糕的意思。好，那再看两个句子。There was a horrible smell outside the building. 大楼外面有一股很难闻的气味。Or I've got a horrible cold. 我感冒很严重。
All right, well, of course, we all know what happens next. It says here, now she will have to wait 7 years before it comes again. Poor Margot. All right, well, we've come to the end of our story, but we are not finished talking about it quite yet. We have one more day to talk about the things we learned in the story. For now, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back to For You Chat. We have a question today. Have you done anything that upset others? How did you feel about it?
Well, when I was in primary school, I accidentally spilled the coffee on my teacher. And my teacher was really upset about that. Yeah, and I felt very sorry, but I apologized. He was so mad, so I decided to grow I decided to feel bad about my teacher because I don't think he was a forgiving person.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay, so you did everything right. You kind of said, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You said, let me make it up to you. And if he's still angry, mm-hmm. that's not your fault.
Yeah.
Well, I actually did something that upset my mom that also included a teacher one time.
Oh.
When I was in junior high school, mm-hmm. I called my teacher a bad name. And my mom found out. And, oh, did she get mad. She brought me into the school early and watched me apologize to my teacher. And then she wouldn't let me go out or see any of my friends for a month.
How did the teacher find out that you called her?
The teacher didn't. I had written it in a note to a friend, and my mom found the note.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I learned a few things there. Mm-hmm. I learned to be much more careful with my things mm-hmm. and not to leave them lying around. Mm-hmm. And I learned not to call people bad names. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing not to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what about you guys? Have you done anything that has upset another person? How did that person feel about it? You guys can talk about this. I'm sure there's something out there. But we are all finished for today, so we'll see you again here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All summer in a day. The sun comes out over Venus. It's as shiny as a new penny, and as hot as the fire in a stove. The children are too young to recall the last time this happened, so they love every second of it. It's much better than the sun lamps, isn't it? They shout. They run, jump, dance, or just lie in the glow and let it warm their skin. Time flies. And suddenly, the hour is over. A girl catches a raindrop in her palm. Storm clouds form, and the teacher immediately ushers the kids inside. As they stare out at the falling rain, one of them remembers Margot. The children let Margot out of the closet. They are deeply ashamed and can't look one another in the eyes.Margot loved the sun so much, and now they understand why. But it's too late. The sun has come and gone. Because of the children's horrible trick, the girl who loved it the most missed it. Now she will have to wait 7 years before it comes again.
Vocabulary Review.
Shiny. On the day of her 18th birthday, Paris's father bought her a shiny new car. Recall. Even in my old age, I can still recall my wedding day. It was the happiest day of my life. Glow.The church was lit by the soft glow of many candles. Immediately. Whenever Elsie saw someone wearing something she didn't like, she would immediately tell them. Deeply. Even after he said sorry, Sophie was still deeply hurt by what her father had said. Horrible. The children's new stepmother was horrible to them.From the moment she set foot in the house.